Coach, always like to have your kids, if possible, go on to play a little college ball, and you've got one of your very best over the last 4 years, Mallory Springer, going on to play Northeast of Norfolk. That signing just took place recently, and if there's a person that I think, my opinion, maybe yours too, that, hey, let's see what she can do on the college level, I think she's it. I think she's going to do great.
Oh, absolutely. She is one determined athlete and student. You know, she kind of wavered back and forth the past couple years on whether or not she wanted to play college ball or not. And I think something, you know, within the past year finally clicked for her, and she decided, I know that I can't go on without at least trying or pushing myself to do it. So I am really excited to hear that this is the route she's taking, and I couldn't be happier for her.
I know she really came around for you, especially her senior season, really hitting and setting. I mean, she really didn't have to do a lot of hitting the first couple of years because she was surrounded by hitters, but the last, what, year, maybe 2 years, she had to do a little bit more, and she did just fine.
She absolutely did. Again, you know, Mallory, if anybody's cut out for that type of job, it's going to be her. You know, has a strong desire to win and compete, and she's the type of player that will put herself in any position or play any position in order to help her team be successful. So she's quite the versatile player. So Northeast is very lucky to have her.
Yep, I think I would take it that she's going to just probably primarily be a setter. I don't know. I haven't had a chance to talk to her just yet, but if she wants to hit, heck, if she wants to do both, I'm sure she'd do just good at the college level too.
Yeah, she would. And, you know, I know that she's discussed that with the coach, which she's really seems to be thrilled with the coach up there as well. She told me that she has the same philosophy that I had here here at high school level. So she's looking forward to hoping the transition goes smoothly for her. But I do know that they talked about positions a little bit, and I'm not sure if her coach is looking to try a 6'2" or what they're really exactly going to do for next year, but Mallory's open to whatever, and she is willing to compete wherever she needs to be to help out her team.
Got a little bit over a month left in the school year, Coach, but the summer, I'm sure you're starting to think about your summer plans and getting to your volleyball team for next fall, getting leagues and camps and that, starting to get that in order a little bit more too, aren't you?
Yes, we finally have some planning done that we're finishing up with here. We'll have a meeting with the high school girls, or soon to be, you know, freshmen through seniors for next season. We'll have a meeting here soon to, you know, chit chat about what's to come this summer and expectations going into our season, our new season. So we're looking forward to it. I'm planning to have a pretty decent group coming back, plus adding some solid freshmen as well. So we're really excited and looking forward to what's to come.
Took the words right out of my mouth. I know you lose a couple of seniors who are going to miss to death, but the rest of the nucleus is back, and some youngsters, eighth graders, become freshmen. We've watched them out there on the floor. Might not take place right away, but they've a couple of those girls got a bright future, don't they?
They truly do. A few of them have been student managers for us, and since student managers can practice with us, as long as they're on the NSAA roster, they're able to practice with us. So a few of them have already been in the gym with us. They know the expectations. They know the ropes. So I'm hoping, again, that will provide an easy transition for us next season for a few of them, and then the others will catch on and learn pretty quickly as well. I have no doubt about that.